This is the second edition in our new series of Fresh Air Favorites from the Archives, which we'll bring you each week at this time. Today we're featuring interviews from our archives with current and former cast members of Saturday Night Live. When Martin Short was on the show, he perfected impressions of stars like Katharine Hepburn and Jerry Lewis. In 1989, Short told me how he would transform himself into Jerry.
I would start singing, "Gotta get my old tuxedo pressed. Got a smile, hold notes and shake." And I tell you, what a joy and a thrill and all good stuff. You know, you just kind of... I would suck a lozenge, imaginary lozenge. I don't know why. It's not like he does a lozenge. But it's just an idea of, you know, an attitude. And sometimes you just hear people. It's like music. You know, you hear it and you just kind of get the placement... Yeah. In the voice or the throat and nasal, or Robin Williams, very kind of like that. Or, you know, God, that happened, there's more back there. You know, so you just kind of play.
Now, I've read about you that when you were young, you used to do an imaginary TV show in your room that would run on alternate weeks in your imagination with the Andy Williams Show.
Yes, that is very true, and we were canceled, too, finally. Which is a tragedy. Hullabaloo, I think, replaced us. Yes, I used to, it was 8:30 Mondays, in my mind.
Right.
And we'd tape ahead, you know, we'd have shows in the can. And I'd type things up for TV Guide, you know, highlights Marty will sing. And I would come out, and I had a Frank Sinatra of the Sands album, so I used that as an applause record. And then... you know, I'd use intros from albums, and I'd have a guest, you know, my guest would be Tony Bennett, and Tony would come out and, "Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand." I'd sing another song, I just don't remember the words, you know, and he'd be my guest, and then I would, you know, sing with him, you know, with the record, and then I'd go to the applause, and I'd, you know, piece it together, reel to reel. And then I would take, the Playboy of that month and do the interview with Eldridge Cleaver or something, and, you know, I'd sit and you say that we're not moving fast, and, you know, and I'd then read his part, and then I'd end with a medley, and then someone would call dinner, and we'd tape later.
Yeah. Why, if you were doing an imaginary show, would you have it alternate every other week with Andy Williams? Why not be on every other week?
How could I do my films?
Every week, I mean. What?
How could I do my films?
Oh. Yes.
Remember, yes, I was directing as well.
No, when you were doing these shows, were they serious in your mind, or were they parodies of the show? I mean, were you doing them for real, or were...
No, it was real. I had a fantasy world that wouldn't quit, you know? I mean, I would... If I got on the back of a bus, I would go... If I got on a bus, I would go to the back of the bus, where the windows were kind of oval-shaped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that I'd have more of a sense of riding in a limousine. Do you know what I mean? It's like... And if I looked out the window, or I'd pretend I was, you know, on an airplane taxing off, and fans had... You know, this is a 10. I was just intrigued by it. It wasn't something... It wasn't like... Rupert Pumpkin, or wasn't it?
Rupert Pumpkin, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that sick, you know. It was clearly a fun hobby. You know, it was fun. And while other kids my age were protesting, "You go to have a revolution," I was up in my room singing, "Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day," you know. But certainly in no way did it become something that I, you know, would answer to two different names or anything.
Did your imaginary show have a theme? A song?
No, there would be a production number, you know, kind of opening, which would be similar, where dancers come out and go, "Marty, it's time for Marty." But I mean, that wasn't a real theme.
Martin Short. More interviews from our archives next week at this time.